WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Sunny Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempfling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. This program tries to expose truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those that know me, I've been fighting the income tax for many decades, and my goal is to get rid of the income tax for everyone. Just imagine that, a world, or a country at least, without the income tax. How great that would be. And I think it's perfectly according to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. That's what we're going to talk about some today. We got an authority on the Constitution with us today. But there's our country's kind of upside down. All the officers and all these elected servants that are dictating orders to this people and these people and those and you and everybody, they wouldn't have an office without the Constitution. It's the Constitution that sets up a opening to be in the office, and the office in this country is only to be a servant to the people. We don't elect. In California, we've got a governor here, Governor Newsom. He was elected, and he thinks he now owns us. He thinks he is our owner. I mean, you just have to watch him and listen to him. It's ridiculous to me. But he also, something important to recognize is that he took an oath. He put his hand on the Bible and took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. But I could pretty well say with 99.99% confidence that he's never read the Constitution in his entire life. He may have heard of it somewhere along the line. He may have even mentioned it sometimes in his speeches, but he wouldn't know what is in there, I don't think, if his life depended on it. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the COVID-19. We're going to talk about these lockdowns. I want to talk about the very fact that our country went from a fairly free place. I mean, there were some problems, but a fairly free place to a police state overnight. I mean, people are being fined, arrested, stopped by police just walking down the street, being on a beach, doing whatever it is, being in a motorboat. I mean, it would be laughable, except that we have in this country, and unlike any other country in the world, we have a constitution protecting our individual liberty. The rights of the few override the rights of the many. This is not the planet Vulcan for those Trekkies out there. Planet Vulcan was totally socialist, where the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Well, in this country, we have to be convinced that there's a problem. And we would voluntarily, with our own responsibility, take care of these things. The idea that a governor and a bunch of bureaucrats sitting on their butt, getting paychecks, are sitting there deciding what is essential and what is not, and who's going to get a paycheck and who is not. And truth be told, what difference has it made? What difference has the draconian lockdowns done in this country or other countries versus states and countries that did not do it? But anyway, we got a great guest today. He's actually taken an oath for the Constitution, and he's one of the good guys. He's actually read the Constitution, and not only that, when he took the oath to defend the Constitution, he really believed in the Constitution and meant what he said when he had his oath. He authored several books. He went to the Supreme Court and won a case on gun rights and the sheriff on the Brady Bill. And he wrote a book called The Naked Spy, The County Sheriff's America's Last Hope, The Victory for State Sovereignty, talked about the Supreme Court case, The Magic of Gun Control, showing the fallacies of gun control. I mean, criminals don't follow the law. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that gun control laws are going to do anything but affect law-abiding citizens. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know why people still believe this kind of thing. Anyway, welcome, Sheriff Mack. It's a pleasure to have you join me.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you this beautiful, hot Wednesday afternoon.
Well, how hot? You're over near Phoenix, or?
I live right in Phoenix. And it's about
the temperature there right now?
111.
You don't know. Okay. somewhere over 100.
All I know is it's way too hot.
All right, well, I'm getting very churned up about this whole thing that's going on and how many people actually believe the government has these powers and authorities. I mean, what if these governors put an executive order out that said you couldn't wear clothes? I mean, would a lot of people still follow that? I guess they would, because they think he is a dictator. So.
Yeah, they've already proven they can do anything they want. And they've already proven that, 75%? A good majority of the people will go along with them saying, oh, thank you for taking care of us because we're too stupid to take care of ourselves. We need government to take care of us. When
most of these people in
government couldn't balance their own budget, can't balance their own checking accounts, couldn't empty sand out of a boot if the instructions were written on the heel. Yeah. And yet, we trust them with our freedom, our liberty, our safety, our health, and the most important thing is we trust them to suspend everything God gave us when we were born here, and they'll give it back when they get rid of the crisis. What a joke.
Well, I'm not going to rest until this is put to bed permanently. If they get away with this and the courts don't back us, which they seem to be slowly coming in, but they're going to be doing this all the time. The idea that they closed down businesses and my own daughter lost her apartment, had to come back and stay here now again. And I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no law that I can find. In fact, in the Constitution, there's no provision for the Constitution being set aside at all that I can read. What's your view of it?
Yeah, it's the same thing. The thing of it is, there are some state laws that allow a governor to declare a state of emergency. I understand that. I can get that. California, if it has another earthquake or worse, any other natural disaster or other calamities, he can declare a state of emergency. However, none of that includes that he can suspend the Constitution. He cannot go, like they did in New Orleans, during Hurricane Katrina, they said, because of this emergency and because of all the looting and problems and the unsafe conditions, we're going to take away your right to self-defense. And so they went around confiscating guns. And not only that, people never got them back. There were no receipts given. They just went around on boats, door-to-door, even beat up an elderly woman. Because she didn't want to cooperate. And this is how tyrannical, how cruel, communistic that it got. And where this mentality came from, that a crisis means you lose your freedoms, when it should be just the opposite. During a crisis is when people need their right to keep and bear arms even more. In fact, I'm going to say, we need the entire Constitution. We need liberty. And as Frederick Bastiat said in The Law, he said, the solution and the answer to any and all societal problems, and he listed about 20 things, safety, taxation, corrupt government, politics, economy, taxation, on and on and on. And he listed a bunch more than I can remember right now. However, he said to all of that, the answer is still liberty. Personal, individual, God-given liberty is the solution to these types of problems, not the opposite of taking it away. And so I think that these people in office like Newsom and Whitmer and in Ainsley in Washington State, they're just proving that Democrats are extremely, and there's some Republicans too, but it's mostly Democrats have proven that they're very dictatorial, that they love what Hitler used to do because they're doing the exact same thing. And these Hitleric policies and rules and executive orders have no place in America under any circumstance. a true leader can do what Jefferson said. You can reason with the people. You can persuade the people. You can educate the people. But you cannot force the people. And that's where I side.
Well, yeah, you cite emergency powers. The federal government has them. The states have them. California instituted a declaration of emergency last year for all the fires we had, and they came out and helped people. Then they also trimmed trees and stuff and gave money to people that their house burned down or something. You know, they didn't come out and say, well, you can't work now. And we'll tell you when you can go back to them. I mean, it's just idiotic. They didn't tell the people to do anything. They came out in with aid. And the emergency statutes don't allow for them to do this either. But I want to read from the Constitution, which is one of my favorite documents. Article 6 right here, Clause 2. I won't read the whole thing. But this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof and in pursuance thereof. You know, they can't
That's
make
the
it. There's no statutory power for them to take the Constitution. Well, we're not going to use the Constitution. And it goes even further. So anything in the Constitution or laws of any state, to the contrary, notwithstanding, that means if it does not follow the Constitution, it is not a law. As if it
well,
had never
been passed. That's exactly correct, and I quote that quite often also. And in that same article is the oath of office. So you have the supremacy power and the oath of office in the same one. So let's make this real clear. There is no supremacy to any legislative body, especially the United States Congress. If they don't follow the Constitution, they have no supremacy. And at that point, it falls back on the states to keep the federal government in line. And my Supreme Court decision that you're very much aware of, and you mentioned in your introduction, it says that the different governments, get that, the different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. The entire purpose of the Constitution is to make sure we control ourselves and that we keep in our proper lanes of responsibility. And if we go outside our lanes, it's the duty of the other governments to put us back in there. So I love that part. It's all about... Well,
California is definitely out of its lane, the governor here. So
that's
that Michigan governor...
You know, he's probably a horrible driver. But the whole thing is that the Constitution sets forth limitations on government and a system of very vertical and horizontal checks and balances. And it is our duty for all of us, we the people... the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch, to keep ourselves in check and to keep the other branches in check. And so all of that is for one purpose, to preserve the liberty of the people and the individual. And that's where we have failed miserably. And the people have bought into this socialistic dogma that government is here to take care of us and that I'm owed something by government. And that's the one thing that bothers me the most about this is that people accept the fact that government should be taking care of us. The only purpose of government is, quote, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, period. I should say it's not a period because there's not a period there. End quote. And so I love those 10 words from the Declaration of Independence. It tells everybody what the purpose of government is and the proper role of government. The proper role of government is to protect our liberty. And I really wish we would get back to those fundamentals because there is no authority anywhere under any circumstance or under any crisis that any governor can self-appoint himself a dictator and say, I get to suspend your freedom. I get to suspend your right to property.
Got to interrupt you there, Sheriff. We got a heartbreak coming up. There's the music. You're listening to the Truth Zach Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack about the Constitution and current events. Stay tuned for more after this break.
born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl? Why are turds orange?
Actually...
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
In his book titled What I Saw in America, G.K. Chesterton wrote the following.
We are perpetually being told in the papers that what is wanted is a great man who will do things. What is wanted is a great man who will undo things. That will be a real test of greatness.
These days, in my home state of Maryland, this is precisely what we need. And we should follow Chesterton's advice most especially in the upcoming elections. Our Maryland legislature and our Maryland governor and many of our county councils have overthrown the rule of law and have established a lawless and chaotic reign of terror on the people of this state. Under the color of law, they have conspired to break the law by declaring a perverse definition of marriage, by denying the people the God-given right to defend themselves, by harassing the people through tiresome regulation, and by taxing the reign. Rather than uphold the law, they have mocked the law by declaring themselves to be the law. As election time nears, we should not be looking to elect more phonies who will promise us the things that they will do for us. What we should demand to know of all future candidates is what they will undo for us. We should ask, what pretended legislation will you repeal? What lawless officials will you impeach? What oppressive regulations will you erase? If you don't credibly declare in detail the things that you will undo, then you will fail the test of greatness and you will fail to get our vote. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American view.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Persistence. Pass it on. Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for Vice President Abraham Lincoln. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. Persistence. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now, now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. The Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to tell you how great I think this network is. I think this network and networks like it will be the new mainstream media. I mean, MSNBC, CNN, I mean, all of them but Fox are terrible. Fox could be even better. But, I mean, these other ones, if you watch some of these channels, you have no clue that, you know, half the stuff is going on out there. I mean, I just can't believe, I just watch it, and it's amazing to me how one-sided and incomplete their information is. But you won't find that too much on this network and others like it. So if you like this program and others, I hope you can help support it. It is a listener-supported network. You go to lwrn.net. You can leave a one-time donation, and you might be able to set up a monthly donation. If not, if you have trouble with that, they may be able to help you there at the station. But I hope you can do that. Anyway, if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191, 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions for or comments for our guest. Our guest today is Sheriff Richard Mack, a great American, a person who's took an oath to office and that he really believes in, and was a sheriff for a long time, and now he is writing books and doing seminars, and also runs a Sheriff's Rights Association, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. All right, welcome back, Richard.
Thanks, Steve. This is one of the most amazing times in American history. In fact, I compare it. I think it's actually the most crucial time for America since the Civil War.
We do have a real divide here, and I mean, people are punching people in the nose over wearing a mask or not. I mean, it just seems ridiculous that other Americans would browbeat each other over such a ridiculous order.
So. Yeah, this is the thing. If you think going out in public is going to get you sick because somebody might not be wearing a mask, then you shouldn't go out in public. Period.
That's right.
Don't put it onto me to protect you, because there's always going to be people out there not wearing a mask, because some people aren't supposed to wear a mask, and some people just won't do it, plain and simply. I have several friends who will not wear a mask. And they go into every establishment that you and I would normally go in. And sometimes they get browbeat. One was confronted by a cop, and he told the cop, do you know that I can sue you if you force me to have a mask? Because I have an underlying health problem where I'm not supposed to wear one. I can show you a note from my doctor. My doctor will testify against you when I sue you. And you have no authority to force me to wear a mask. And so the cop left him alone because he's absolutely correct. No one has the authority to force me to wear a mask. And in fact, let's get real simple here, okay? What is government allowed to do? Government is only allowed to do that which we, as your neighbors, have a right to do to you. Is under any circumstance, do I have the right or the authority? It's not a right, it's authority. Do I have any authority to force you to stay at home because we have a pandemic? Okay, and I want to address the pandemic thing too. Is there any way that I have the right or the authority to force you to wear a mask when you're out in public?
Even though, not that I know
regardless of how risky
right.
it is. Do my neighbors, if I go across the street and get 10 of my neighbors, and it's just you, so there's 11 of us against you, do we have any authority over you to make you stay at home, or to make you not go to work, or to make you wear a mask? If we don't have that authority, then government, likewise, does not have that authority under any circumstance. And so that is what, in America, our government can only do that which we have the authority to delegate to our government. And so if we don't have it, we can't delegate to government that which we do not have.
People are so misled and miseducated today, which brings up a whole other program on education at some point. But, you know, the government, you said it earlier, they're there to protect your rights, protect your liberty, and protect your property. And that's it. They're doing those three are all opposite right now. And why are the police being disrespected? Because they're out enforcing laws that hurt people. Well, they're not really helping people that I can see.
Bastiat said something about that, too. If you want people to respect the laws must first be respectable.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
These idiotic laws, in fact, Edmund Burke was the one that said, the enforcement of stupid laws is the essence of tyranny. And that's exactly what we have going on today. This is the essence of tyranny. Gotten so insane. And don't we just keep saying that all the time, Steve? This is so insane. Every week it's getting more insane. And here we go, shutting down again. And it's absolutely insane. And you know what? I don't like getting into the statistics about how dangerous the coronavirus is, because really it's irrelevant. The dangers to us do not qualify for constitutionality. And in my case, when I sued the federal government, the first judge, Judge John M. Roll at the Federal District Court in Tucson, told the federal government, he shook his finger at them and said, do not try to pretend in this courtroom that your statistical analysis somehow equates to constitutionality. Well, you see, Steve, that's the whole thing. Everybody tries to argue that gun control makes us safer. On the other side, they say that gun control makes us more exposed to criminals who have guns. And really, quite honestly, it's a moot argument. I am guaranteed in this country the right to keep and bear arms. I have that guaranteed. And government's job is to what? Make sure that guarantee is protected, secured, and obeyed by them. You know, they might not even like us having guns. They might think guns are horrible. They took an oath to uphold and defend the supreme law of the land, and their job is only to protect my rights, whether it's to keep and bear arms or whether it's to go to church. And by God, you would think that going to church and to the freedom of worship and freedom of religion would be the one thing that we all agreed on is sacred and cannot be violated in this country. And here we are arresting ministers for conducting church.
Well, that goes back to our education. I mean, you know, a lot of the people that have been trained and learned how this country was really formed believe that. But I don't think young people are learning that. Listen, before we go on, though, I do want to mention on freeenterprisesociety.com, we put together a constructive notice. And this is something we're not charging anything for. Anybody listening can go download this. We're going to have some new ones coming up in here. But what the constructive notice is it's a form you can give to your elected servants, your mayors, your police chief, your sheriff, any deputies, any county workers, anybody working for government that you think is may or have violated your rights. You go to freeenterprisesociety.com. It's a constructive notice. It will claim it basically claims our right that you know all your rights. You're going to waive none of them. You're not volunteering for anything. It lays a foundation for a lawsuit against this public servant if they do violate your rights or have done so already. And it can be used any time you feel the government may be violating your rights, or which includes the IRS. I mean, we originally developed this for the IRS. Now, one of our members used this. He's a car mechanic, and he never registered with the Bureau of Automotive Repair here in California, and they kept harassing him, even to the point of taking him to court. But he turned the tables on him. He used this constructive notice. And when you sue somebody in their individual capacity, the state can't come forward. So he sued the BAR, and they went to the Attorney General here in California get the funding. You know, have their attorneys, the Attorney General office, to take care of it. And they said, we can't do that. He sued you personally. Yes. So, and so it does work. And we can go after these mayors and attorney generals if we want to, if anybody has the compunction, without them and getting their all this money paid for by the state, which is, I think, fantastic. That changes everything.
Well, I
they
I
have
was going
to pay for the attorneys.
I remember the pandemic term I used a little while ago, but I will tell you this. We do have a pandemic in America, but it's not the coronavirus. The pandemic we have in America is the pandemic of corruption. And the epicenter of that pandemic is Washington, D.C. And the American people better start waking up before it's too late, because this whole thing is the greatest social engineering that we've ever seen in our lifetimes and in the 19th and 20th centuries. And 21st century, it is the greatest piece of social engineering that has ever taken place.
Well, I can't really argue with that. People have got to start thinking for themselves and looking around, you know, and trying to look at both sides of things, because, you know, a lot of what they're saying on CNN is just flat-out lies, as far as I can tell, because you investigate it. They're having riots with this guy in Atlanta, but he attacked a cop and took his weapon. Well, I think I would be in a box if I did that.
Yep, me too. I want to ask the American people, this is what we do full-time, as you well know. The CSPOA trains and recruits and wakes up sheriffs across the country to become constitutional sheriffs, that we will wake up to our awful situation and that we will understand that our duty is to our people that we work for, who hired us. We promised them that we would uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And I want to ask everybody, do you want a constitutional sheriff in your county? Do you want to have a man who will make sure your right to be left alone is protected? That he will make sure that your right to choose your own medical treatments, that you make that choice for yourself? If we lived in a free country, would you make that choice for yourself, or would it be forced upon you by government? If a medical treatment of any kind is forced upon you, that's Nazi Germany, it's Red China, and it's a lot of these other communist dictatorships we've had throughout the world. That's not America.
Yeah.
So I would say,
when you became sheriff, you went out and you had to pay for this yourself to take a course on the Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems ridiculous to me that they don't send every new sheriff or deputy or police officer, whatever it is, into that training.
Well, I did. I trained my deputies all got trained in the Constitution, and I created our own little pocket Constitution that was part of the uniform that they had to have in their pocket with them while they were on duty. And they had to refer to it. And if they did something on a particular call, and I read their report, and I said, what part of the Constitution allows you to take the action that you did? And they had to be able to refer to it. And so we focused on the Constitution. Besides, we trained at our departmental meetings. We always had some training on the Constitution. And then we also provided a Constitution class for all our deputies and all our personnel.
Well, that's fantastic. But besides law enforcement, I mean, at one time, that it's a Salt Lake City course, I believe you took, but that was also used by almost mandatory by a lot of elected servants when they got elected.
Yeah, it should be. And boy, you need to make sure that you're getting it from the right person, not some like Barack Obama was supposedly a constitutional scholar.
Well, there's the music, Sheriff. We've got to hang on there a little bit. We got another hard break coming up. Well, yeah. Thanks. Oh, where are we at here? All right. You're listening to our Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Mack about the U.S. Constitution and others. Please stay tuned for more after this break.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Not everyone understands that.
You don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with the defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no Constitution would be necessary. Our Constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The Constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
I will not be taking any questions. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the U.S. Treasury Department has issued a full recall of all 776 million pieces of U.S. currency in circulation. I know this must seem like a blow coming on the heels of this morning's announcement that our federal budget deficit has passed the $800 billion mark. But regrettably, these particular bills were printed with dye containing toxins that, while completely safe at this moment, will become extremely deadly Friday at exactly 12 noon. As a result, we need to act quickly. Okay, tomorrow all Americans will receive a bag like this in the mail. Do not, under any circumstances, attempt to burn or shred the money yourself. The federal government are the only ones that can destroy the money, as we are the only ones with the proper facilities to do so.
Excuse me, this is a massive recall.
We understand that this recall will be hard on U.S. citizens who will have no more money, but we assure you, if you work hard, you will be eventually able to earn it back.
This is in the best interest of the American people.
This dye poisoning causes your internal organs to rot from within and is really painful until you puke up your guts and die. There really is no time to think about this. Just listen to me and send in the money. Thank you.
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 a.m. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan our families effectively, naturally, and without chemicals or barriers. Learn natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study from the Couple to Couple League. Visit ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Come on.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heflin, Director of Free Enterprises. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with questions or comments from my guest. And I've got a note here that says some people have been trying to get through and can't get through. That is, our callers on the line. So just if you keep trying, or a line should be clear when a caller goes off here, so we can hopefully get you in there. Anyway, we're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the Constitution, the COVID constitutional violations, why, and the fact the Constitution cannot be set aside for any emergency the government decides they have. Welcome back, Richard. We have a caller, though. We have Edison on the phone.
Yeah. Good evening. Oh, should I say good afternoon there in California?
Hi, Edison. You got a question or a comment or two here? We got other callers.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment to Richard Mack. It's a pleasure to hear you fighting for truth. And I'm learning from you so much that, you know, I'm running for sheriff here in my county, Putnam County, Florida. And I want to thank you so much for whatever you have done.
Well, thank you, Edison.
Yep, you were running. You're running for sheriff there in Florida, I understand. So you're going to be in Richard's shoes here in a little while, if all goes
well.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. We're going to get on. We've got some other callers coming on here in a little bit.
Okay, you want to say I did the process, what you did, and I sent all the paper to all the county commissioners and city commissioners. I already sent them that because they're violating people's rights here, too.
You're using that constructive notice. That's what it's for. I wish millions of them go in. Okay, Richard, we are back. You probably want to put, before we get too many more calls in here, the how people get a hold of you or your sheriff's organization. I keep getting the acronym.
Yeah, everybody can become a member. That's what we want everybody to understand. This only works if we, the people, are involved in this process. And Edison, who just called, is a member. He is running for sheriff. And he's putting his his money where his mouth is, and he's doing his best to do something for freedom for America. But everybody can do the same, and everybody should be doing the same. And we really need your help. I'm telling you that from a Christian to another Christian, from American to another American, I'm asking you for your help. Join the CSPOA, make a donation, and be a part of this holy cause of liberty. And it's at CSPOA.
How do they find it?
CSPOA.org. The office number is on that website. If you don't have internet, the office number is 602-268-9268. So that's pretty easy to remember. 602-268-9268. CSPOA.org. I just got back from California, and I spoke there Sunday, and I still do that across the country. If you need to get our law enforcement, Constitution for Law Enforcement training for your people, for your organization, or for your sheriff, please help arrange that. And like I always tell everybody, have Constitution, we'll travel.
I like that. And I got another note here. One caller says he keeps going to straight to voicemail trying to get on here. So I knew we'd get some calls here with Sheriff Mack because he's like famous or infamous, one of the two.
I'm so famous, I'm infamous.
Well, you've been, people really do start to know you. I mean, you've been on Fox News and some other, you know, national programs. You've run for office here and there.
I was even on CNN a couple of times.
Really? Yep. I did not know that.
I sure was. And I will tell those people at CNN, I'll be on their show anytime. I'll debate anybody anytime. I don't care. I'm willing to stand against. Give me five CNN hosts or anchors. I'll go against all five of them. Me against them. I don't care. I guarantee you, I know more about American history and the Constitution than all five of you put together.
And they did not take you up on it.
You know, maybe they're hearing me right now, and they're willing to give it a shot. But I think they're a bunch of cowards and a bunch of dummies, and so they won't want to take me up on it. But I don't care what issue it is. Let's talk about this, because I believe that CNN intentionally lies and misleads the American people, and I would like to just debate them on that. Or if they don't want me to expose them and how dishonest they are, just pick an issue. I don't care what it is. How about the systemic racism that they claim is in America today? I'll be happy to debate them on that.
Yeah, that's... We have a caller finally made it in here. Jay, are you on the line?
Yes, after several tries. How are you guys doing today?
Your finger's tired. I'll take a rest.
Yeah. I was asked to keep this short and sweet. The comment earlier about the firearm ownership, I humbly invite that first there is a property right ownership, and that is further defined and narrowed as to the firearm issue is concerned. So in the body of the Constitution, we see this issue of property rights and dispute resolution for those property rights. Then we see in the latter document, the Bill of Rights, the defining specifically with regards to the firearms. So it's, I think, even more poignant. And a lot of people overlook that. I have argued many times that the issues that the courts are going to reach to first is going to be the property right issue, because that has far more reaching implications than simply a firearm. And we see that in the fact that a tax is paid, and in the tax being paid, the government loses its rights over any concerns for that item once that transfer occurs. So that's just something I'd like to throw in the mix there.
Yeah. Well, that's a good comment. I would say that would apply to other things. I mean, you pay a tax on an automobile, and they seem to think they still own it totally.
Yeah, they try to do that. Some states are doing that now by demanding the manufacturer's certificate of origin as part of the way of registering a privately owned vehicle. The implication is that somehow you're involved in a mercantile act, and therefore they have the authority, the overreach, in my opinion, to usurp that ownership. And I think that the simple way, and I've explained this before to people, I say, look, if I buy a bottle of booze, that little piece of paper across the top is an indication of a stamp tax, and I buy that at retail, that the government then loses its authority over that bottle of booze. I can give it to any other adult anytime I want without having to go back and re-register it or play any silly games about it. So that's exactly the same thing. And the next stage of this, of course, if we look at the Second Amendment, is the implied opportunity to use it if necessary in defense of the community. And certainly we know from Hiller that it's in defense of your home. And that gets back to certain ineffable ordinations from God. And if you look at that relationship, God, family, and country in that order, then it's very clear that without the tools to do the job, the latter is meaningless. So I think that's.
Well, those are good comments, Jay. Thanks for calling.
I'll let you go. Okay,
Richard,
goodbye.
You got any comments on that? Protecting your home with firearms.
I heard
being
he say
vilified.
A few things about firearms, but I could not hear him at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could hear you comment, and I can hear you right now very well, but I could not hear the caller.
Well, he was just talking about the firearms as a property right as well. Once you pay the taxes, the government loses authority over that, whatever it is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Screwdriver,
yeah.
Gun. Well,
smart guy.
Anyway, you mentioned a little bit about social justice or where they're going. To me, social justice is injustice. I mean, when the Constitution guarantees equality, a freedom to pursue happiness. That's a whole different thing. Just because you pursue happiness doesn't mean we're all going to be accountants or attorneys and all have millions of dollars. Some people don't care about money. Some people like to draw pictures on canvas. And that's
well,
not always
equality in America, and I'll tell you why. Because I always wanted to be a professional baseball player, and I was never given that opportunity. And I think that we need to have equality in baseball and basketball and football in the professional ranks. And those guys shouldn't be making all that big money, and I should get some of it, and I should be able to play. I should have been able to play, and they should have been taking turns and letting me play some of the games and giving me some of their big money. You see, that makes as much sense as everybody else wanting to redistribute the wealth, like AOC and Obama said. And look, I was pretty good in sports, especially football. And I have loved baseball all my life, and I wished I could have played professional baseball. But I'm going to tell you right now, I wasn't quite good enough. And I should have, I really wished I would have had somebody give me more direction of really working harder at hitting and the learning the science of hitting. But I'm telling you right now, I did not do that, and I did not deserve to take somebody else's place or to take their money or to take their position because I wasn't good enough. And the equality comes from I had just as much of an opportunity as every one of them did, but I didn't push it and I didn't understand what it really cost to achieve that type of expertise in a single sport. And so, you know what? That's the way life is, and you go on to something else, and you become the best at whatever you can do, and that's what my mom taught me, and that's what I've tried to do.
Well, I am personally just sick of the whole word social. I don't want to hear it anymore. Social distancing just irritates me anymore because it has nothing to do with equality, nothing to do with freedom, nothing to do with liberty. Social justice is injustice, and you know, you have a right to pursue happiness.
Right.
And that means if you sit at home, wait for the government's paycheck every week, you're not going to, you know, that's what you're going to be doing. You're not pursuing anything. You know, if you use, you know, you sacrifice, have two jobs or whatever to get through school and, to get, you know, make yourself a better life, then you're pursuing something. You're pursuing the next rung of the ladder.
Forced equality is one of the greatest injustices ever. Being forced to be equal in pay or jobs or society is the greatest injustice that could ever be forced upon the people. We have equal opportunity and we have equal rights, but we do not have equal stations where, yes, if I want to play professional baseball, then those players that are better than I must get out of the way and allow me that opportunity. No, that's not equal opportunity. That's tyranny. That's socialism. And for anybody to pretend that that's okay in our society is as dumb as AOC is.
Well, you may not like this, but I'm kind of glad you didn't get on a professional baseball team because we wouldn't be talking and you wouldn't be helping saving the country right now.
Good point. But maybe I could have started that career when I retired at age 42. I don't know, but... you're absolutely correct.
Okay, you want to give your website out one more time? We've got a few more minutes left, and if there's any subjects that we missed, which is probably a few, you can...
Well, we did miss one subject, and that is Sheriff Daryl Daniels and his... I want everybody to look up on YouTube, Sheriff Daryl Daniels from Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, Clay County, Florida. Not too far from where Edison is. And that sheriff did probably one of the best videos I've seen a sheriff do in a long time. And he had all his deputies behind him, deputies of different races and different colors, all supporting this dark-complected sheriff who believes in the oath of office, believes in the Constitution, believes that we have a duty and a responsibility to enforce the Constitution, defend people's rights,
and he made
a warning to BLM people and people.
I'm sorry,
people.
Richard, we're out of time. There's the music. We're just about getting cut off here. Thanks for joining us.
Great program.
Thanks all you for listening. I'll be hosting this program every Wednesday. Also, check out truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college? Energy? Mortgages? Whatever you like, you have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Tax the trees.
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make to pay for all of their solutions. Throw away the Constitution. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in the grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. The government takes everything we make. They're power hungry and malicious. Their economics are fictitious. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious!
Oh, who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. The government.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.